You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and I'm delighted to reconnect with Derry Farrellin. I think it was probably 2009 was the first time I met Derry, and he was at the he was dipping his toe in the water, it'd be fair to say, because he was still probably double jobbing. He was a bit of a sparky and on at one side, and he was singing and playing on the other side. But since then, Derry has been able to he hung up the electrical stuff, I think, and has gone full time to music. Great to reconnect, which is very fantastic to see you.
And it's fantastic to see you too, Austin. It's great. Nice one. Thanks for talking to me today.
And the other thing is, of course, since I talked to you last, you've, I think, what is 4 or 5 albums under your belt now, because you just brought the first one out when I talked to you.
And
you've had numerous awards of recognition. So congratulations on that. That's, you're really in the... And it's hard to believe since 2009. What are we looking at? 15 years, 16 years?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
At what stage were you comfortable giving up the trade and saying music is it 100%?
I don't know. I mean, I had no choice, you know what I mean? So that was it, like, you know.
No, but so how many years ago was that?
Well, it was like you said, it was probably 15 or 16 years ago. Like, right. No choice. No, there was no work, so I had to go and do something. And I just wanted to go back and study music. That's something that I always wanted to do. And so that's what I did. And I enjoyed it immensely. Like, you know, I just enjoyed it. I've done that for 5 years. But I was playing music as well at the same time. And then I recorded that album. And it went on from there. Then, you know, there was a big gap between that and the next one. The next one was 2016, you know, but I'd been busy. I was busy, like, with different bits and pieces and ensembles and things like this. And then just on to 2016, excuse me, just on to 2016 then when I recorded the next album, you know. Yeah.
And then you did a collaboration on the Four Winds album as well.
Did that as well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So as you look back on the last 15, 16 years, you know, I know it's always kind of, you say, I know the work was scarce back then, but when you were stepping into music, you must have kind of been a little bit concerned. And now as you look back on it, you must be able to smile.
Yeah, well, I was smiling. There was no hassle. It was grand. Like, I knew that, I think it was very silly what happened back then. It shouldn't have happened, but it did. And I knew it was going to come back again, and I was thinking, oh, I'll go and study music for a while and probably go back to the electrical game. But I was just happier just playing music, you know, and that's that. You have to be happy, like, you know, or whatever. I'm not a millionaire or anything like that, but I'm happy, so that's good, you know.
And Derry, you know, you have a very distinctive voice and you have a very distinctive style, and you represent what is, I would have to say, quintessential Dublin. In your music and how you present it, there's tremendous pride, I know, in you, in who you are and where you're from.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, that's it. You know, but just being from Ireland, it's just, I love Ireland. You know, it's great, and I just love the Irish music and the songs and stuff like that. And I've got a huge appreciation for music from all over the world as well. And I think that kind of part and parcel of being studying it and being allowed the time to study and familiarize yourself with world music and stuff like that as well. I do love it, like, you know. So it's great. Yeah, it was a great. I think I was given a great opportunity. I saw both sides of life, if you want, in the way like that. You know, I did have a job that was a hard job, but if you worked hard at it, you earned your money. And the music is the same thing. If you come at the music with the same kind of idea that if you work hard at it, I suppose, you will be able to reap reap what you sow, kind of, if, or whatever, you know.
And of course, music, as you said, well, you grew, gained an appreciation for world music, but it opens up a world to you where you can travel and bring your music to the world.
Exactly. This is it. Like, you're bringing around the culture of Ireland with you. And that's the main thing for me. Like, you know, is that I'm bringing to people and hopefully it's people that never heard of me before. A lot of the time I'm thinking like that way. Hopefully it's people that never heard of me before. You're bringing this music to them. Do you know what I mean? And hopefully that they like it. So yeah, that kind of thing, you know.
And you're getting ready. You're packing the bag and packing the instruments, getting ready to cross the Atlantic and come join us in Canada.
That's right. I'm going to try and fix the boot on my car first, Austin, today. But after that, then I will be changing the strings on my instrument, and I'll be going over to Ottawa and then over to Newfoundland. I'm looking forward to that. You know, it's only a short trip, but it's going to be fantastic, you know.
Yeah, and we're going to see you on the 10th of July in Ottawa at the National Arts Centre. And
well, I'll try and make a show of it.
Because it's a lovely, intimate, theatre you're playing, the National Arts Centre, is a lovely gig, a lovely space.
A nice space, yeah.
Beautiful space. And I know you'll have a good number from the Irish community out there.
That's great.
And then when you get down to Newfoundland, I always know, like, people that say, when you're talking around, that say, what part of Newfoundland are you from? Because the Irish accent.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to someone, I'm east of St. John's. So that's but there's a great, you'll find a great welcome, because you're doing the Newfoundlander St. John's Folk Festival.
That's right, and I've been there a few times before, you know. I've got a rich history of Derry Farrell in Newfoundland, like, you know what I mean? I think but a lot of it is fishing, so, like, you know, I've got lots of close friends over there and stuff like that, that wouldn't really be necessarily into the music and stuff like, it's a great place for the music. Oh, some fantastic musicians out there, like, you know, really, really great. I love visiting Newfoundland, and I try and get out there as often as possible, which is really difficult, like, right now in life and all that, but it's just because the music is just has me so busy, you know. And yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. That's all I can say to you. So I'm really looking forward to getting out there to Ottawa first. It's great that I go into Ottawa first and not afterwards. I think that's great, like, you know what I mean, just to get there, because it's somewhere that I've never been before. And then Newfoundland, I feel like I kind of know my way around a bit more, right, you know. So
you know, I know you say you're busy, and I know you've two young little kids, and to some degree you're a bit of a house husband. So when you're on the road, does that cause chaos at home?
No, everyone is so happy when I go away, you know. I'm the loudest by far in this house, and everyone does be counting down the days until it's time for daddy to go, you know, so that he can have a bit of chill out time. Because I'm always up and kind of say, oh, come on, we'll do this today, we'll do that, or oh, I'm busy, I'm working today. They'll be like, great, he's working today. So, you know, and you get to chill out and watch the TV with mom and everything. So it's all good. It's a great little house. It's a fantastic house, and we do have some great crack all together here, like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, but I do miss them like hell when I go. Like, I really miss them. But
are either of them musical?
No, yeah, they are. Like, I mean, you know, they were dancing at 7:30 this morning, like, you know, and singing. So they're early musical people, like, you know, they love early, but still, you don't get started until a normal time of the day, like, you know. Even though you're up since 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, you still don't get started till later in the day at anything. So
So there again, we give the dates, the 10th of July at the National Arts Centre, and you can get tickets for that. It's nasc-cna.ca. If you just search for National Arts Centre, and it's in the Azrieli Theatre. And then Derry will be down in Newfoundland. And if you're down for, and I must say, I need to get back down there again soon. It's been a long number of years since I've been down there.
Well, I'm going to try and persuade you to come with me when I get over there, right? And you can assist me onto the plane and all, because I'm getting very old now. I need a bit of assistance. And you know what? So that's that weekend. Then the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival is happening on that weekend, and it's a fantastic weekend out, like, you know. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there, and I'm looking forward to meeting everyone in Ottawa as well. That's going to be great.
And Derry, if anyone wants to find a bit more about you, where should we send them? Facebook, or
you can have a look on the lovely, it's a kind of a new website. It's www.derry.com, DAOIRI, and you can check out there. All my stuff is up there, you know. I've got links to different gigs that I'm doing from around the world and stuff like that. So, yeah, get on it and have a look. It's going to be, it's been a wild year so far, and hopefully the rest of it keeps going the way it's going, you know? That's great.
Derry, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
And one thing before we go, what piece of music are we going to share?
Oh, I leave that up to you. You caught me off guard with that. I wasn't expecting that question. I leave it in your capable hands. What do you think yourself?
I don't know. I'll have to go and have a look at the library.
I'm terrible. Yeah. So much happened here this morning. Like, you wouldn't believe it. Like, I haven't been thinking of music. We were listening to Everybody Wants to Rule the World from Despicable Me 4. That's what we were listening to this morning. I must have heard that song about 13 times today so far. So it's not even 10 a.m.
And so have your own interpretation that you'll share with your audience.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will learn the song and sing it in Ottawa yet.
Derry, thanks a million.
Cheers, Austin. Okay.